This is the ZBooks Successful Authors Podcast with Eric Z. We're going to learn the truth about ebooks.
Okay, my friends, welcome to the podcast. And this time I don't have an interview. So when I don't have an interviewee, I'm going to give you my lessons learned. So this is lessons learned 2015 to 2016. What is the best way to market or get eyes on your book? Number one is word of mouth. So I ask you this, what's easier, tweeting something 10,000 times or getting an influencer to send one tweet to 10,000 people? There's an excellent book from Tim Grawl, and he talks about this, and he's absolutely right. So the number one way is word of mouth, getting to know people and getting your book out there, and they will sell it for you if it's a good book. Even Seth Godin writes about this. So how do you do that? Well, my favorite way to do that is you take my new favorite tool, which is called Ninja Outreach, and you use this to make a list of your dream team. Who would you want to sell your book for you? And you make a list, probably a spreadsheet of all of these people. And you can also use Google Scrape. It's a free plugin for Chrome. And you just brainstorm, who do you want to sell your book? Who's your favorite authors? Who is on your dream team? Who is reachable? You use a tool like Google Scrape or Ninja Outreach. Put them in a spreadsheet. Get their emails. Join their list. The best way to do this is then to do a tutorial of theirs, and then report with them back to them with the results. This is what Brian Harris calls the poster child technique. If you do one of their tutorials and show good results, and they will love to promote you to their list. You won't even have to ask. You just show them that you did their advice and it worked. So that is a super duper quick crash course on influencer outreach, my friends. Okay. So number one, word of mouth. It doesn't matter if you're selling books, products, cars, whatever. It's the human thing. Make relationships, meaningful relationships, and deliver value, and people will sell your stuff for you. This is an age-old thing. Okay, number two, you might know already, my favorite technique, and it's free, is to publish a free cheat sheet on Amazon. And it doesn't have to be a cheat sheet. It could be a character synopsis, a map of your world that you're building, or the first chapter of a book, or just a foundations thing that describes your world. And the awesome part about this is it's absolutely free, and you're getting the data straight from Amazon. No guesswork. So, for example, if you're on my list, you notice I really did a quick launch of how to convert PDF to Kindle. And I put a cheat sheet on Amazon first, and hardly got any downloads. And then the first title was Publish Your Lead Magnet on Amazon, Get More Leads. Subtitle, How to Convert PDF to Kindle. And it got about 20, 30 downloads a day, and nobody subscribed to my offer in the cheat sheet. So then I changed the title of the book. In my KDP dashboard, I put How to Convert PDF to Kindle. Subtitle, Publish Your Lead Magnet on Amazon, Get More Leads. And instantly my downloads shot up to over 60 per day. So this was excellent hard data from Amazon about what title to use. And I will have to update my title creator and all of that stuff to reflect this. So if you're in the how-to market, then definitely do a cheat sheet outlining the hard points of your big book. And use your cheat sheet to gauge your title and interest. Now, according to my philosophy, this product has failed because I hardly got any signups. So if you put a cheat sheet in Amazon and you don't get 20 subscribers, you get 60 downloads, and nobody subscribes to your free email list or whatever it is, that is a bad validation. You did not pass validation. Okay, but that's not the point now. The point is, publish something for free, you get hard data from Amazon, you get the real stuff, no more guesswork. And a perfect example of this is John Hawes, H-A-W-S. He was on Nick Loper's Side Hustle. And he is publishing high quality information. He's a registered nurse. So he started out with a cheat sheet and a podcast. Actually, I think he started out with a podcast first. Go to sidehustlenation.com and look up John Hawes. And he has a list, a subscriber list of 40,000 people now. So when he publishes a book now about medicines and stuff, he gets a number one. He segments his list, 40,000 people. So he sends it out, a launch mail to 10,000 people and gets them to buy the book for 99 cents. And then the next week he sends his out another launch mail to the next 10,000 people. So four launch mails, right? 40,000 people. And he started with the podcast and publishing free cheat sheets on Amazon, and he's making major bucks. Go to Nick Loper's Side Hustle show there. It's really good. And now if you go to John Hawes' profile, you'll see he doesn't have any more free cheat sheets. When you have a list of 40,000 people, you don't need to publish things for free anymore, right? So he does have his cheat sheets, though, all in one book now. And so the cheat sheet method is awesome. And it doesn't matter if you're publishing fiction or nonfiction, just get some kind of freebie out there on Amazon. And it doesn't even need to be more than 3 pages, 5 pages. And by the way, that's how I started my little ZBooks platform. I put my first cheat sheet up there, how to format an ebook. And I got 20 subscribers on the first day, and that was in Smashwords. That wasn't even Amazon. So, and I still get subscribers almost every day from that thing. It's been on Amazon for over a year. So another nice side note, I will be making a 7-day challenge, and we will be publishing and making a cheat sheet together. I'm going to bring you through the whole bookmaking process on this. This is in the works. I will send you a mail, so stay tuned for that, and it's going to be totally free, and we're going to do it together, and I'll show you how easy it is. It is the best way to turbocharge your book launch or even a product launch. The guy, Matt Stone, very successful, the guy from Buck Books. That's how he started his new business, Quitten Six, which is the online business, how to make money online. And he started it with 3 free books, not cheat sheets, 3 full books. So if you want to start an online business, I highly recommend his books called Quit in Six. Another good example of how you use Amazon, the traffic from Amazon, to get them to your blog or your website and validate your product and get a list. So that is the best way to get people to your book, is publish the first book for free or a cheat sheet or some kind of material. Okay, that was number 2, the cheat sheet method. Number 3 is your own website and what we also call SEO. If you get the SEO right, you will have a constant stream of views for free. And if you get the product right, you will have a constant income. I go on about this extensively. Actually, Dave Chesson goes on about this in the blog post in my blog. And he's the master of SEO. Go to kindlepreneur.com and subscribe. He's awesome. And he shows you how to do it, or tells you how to do it. And I have this huge infographic that nobody has figured it out that it's clickable. So I might have to redo that infographic. But it basically goes through the whole thing. How you should optimize your blog and what keywords and how to get views to your blog so that you can get that stream going up. And that's what a lot of authors don't realize, that Kindle and Amazon aren't necessarily the best place to sell your book. Sometimes your blog is. Mike Cernovich is a perfect example. He swears by this technique and he is a great author. Very controversial author, and that's actually another lesson. If you're going to write something, make it controversial, make it emotional, tap into those emotions, and have a blog or website. Another example is Jean-Yves Ponce. I interviewed him on ZBooks also. He is a memory champion from France, super interesting guy. You go to his blog or website, and he's really rocking it. He was on French TV just recently, and he sells 2 Kindle books. But before he even started with Kindle, he had a PDF on his website, and he was selling it for like about $29. I don't know what the exchange rate is now between the euro and the dollar, but you can sell a book for much more money on your own blog than in Kindle. Okay, so another example is Pat Flynn. Yeah, if you have a high Pain Point, a high-quality information product. You can get over $20. He sold his Leeds exam book for $24, just a PDF on his blog. Okay, a side note to that is CreateSpace. If you're going to publish on Kindle, you must publish a print version in CreateSpace. My Navy SEALs book hardly makes any money. Well, actually, it's not even in Kindle. It's just in CreateSpace, and that's my best book. And so CreateSpace, your own blog, SEO, one of the best ways to get eyes on your book. However, SEO is very tricky. It's hocus pocus, if you ask me. It's really, read the stuff that Dave Chesson has on his blog, Kindlepreneur, and then it'll make sense. For me, it's like Google AdSense. It just doesn't make sense. Or Brian Dean. This guy is the master of SEO. Brian Dean. And just go there and you'll get your SEO rocking. That doesn't mean you're going to get sales, though. It's tricky, okay? So, or go to my podcast on ZBooks with Dave Chesson. That was number three. Number four, my favorite, my new favorite, Facebook ads. If you talk to the gurus, the biggest, Jeff Walker, Frank Kern, in Germany we say Frank Cairn, they will tell you the best way is your credit card. You just get, buy ads, and you will get leads like crazy. You will get subscribers. You will get eyes on your book. And Facebook ads, this I'm making a course for this. You can go to my website. It's really cheap right now. You got to buy it now because it's going up soon. But anyway, the point is you can validate your book idea with Facebook ads. You put your cover of your book in Facebook, and then you'll see if people download it. You give them a free offer for first. Because remember, people don't go to Facebook to buy things. So you shouldn't be too salesy on Facebook and probably shouldn't use high-end expensive products. I don't know. But you'll get way more downloads if you use a free something. Just like the cheat sheet method in Amazon. Offer them a cheat sheet or the first chapter of your book in Facebook ads. And that's where the rubber meets the road, right? Because either people download it or they don't. And then you got to see what you can change. The title, the cover, both. And this is one of the best ways to validate your books and get eyes on them. And the cool thing about this is you don't really lose money in the validation. Because when you're going through all these titles and covers, you're still getting people on your email list. And this is what I'm doing with B. Freud. You can go there, bfreud.com now, and get the cheat sheet for free, and you'll get the book for 99 cents when I launch it in June. And I did the cheat sheet method first and got, I don't remember, almost 100 subscribers. And then I got the other 100, so it's up to 200 subscribers now with Facebook ads. And that's all in my course, by the way. But the point is, you validate your book with Facebook ads, and then you switch over. You switch over from the free model to the early bird pre-launch price of 99 cents. Now, if you go to bfreud.com, you can't get the book for free, but you can get it for 99 cents and the cheat sheet for free if you jump on the list now. And this B. Freud book was really cool because in the beginning, I didn't know anything about SEO, and I just got lucky. And I just put the words in there that I thought were right, that were relevant to the book. And lo and behold, those were high quality long tail keywords. And I was the only one writing on the subject, so I got all the traffic. And so, yeah, 50 subscribers came from the blog alone with no work at all. No cheat sheets, no Facebook ads or nothing. Now, the beauty of Facebook ads is that you keep your list warm. If you use the free methods like I do with the blog and the cheat sheet, it's awesome. It's you get hard data from Amazon. It's free. But your list can go cold. My bfreud.com list is almost 200 people now, but it's over a year old. So I only get about 20% open rate now. And most of those people that are opening, you can tell, are the people that I got really quick with Facebook ads. So that's why paid advertising is better. That's the advantage of paid advertisement. Just when you validate your book and you validate your ad with A-B testing, it's just like turning on a water faucet. How many subscribers do you want? You want 10 per day? That's not even $5 in Facebook ads. You want 20 per day? $10 in Facebook ads. I get it down to 6 cents CPC, and 16 subscribers per day for $5. Okay, that's all in the course, my friends. And that only works with what I call hyper-targeting, with ebooks, where you can get an exact match with this targeting, and with A-B testing. So when you get a successful ad like that, it's like turning on a faucet. You want 500 subscribers, that's about $100 or less, okay? I'm going to be testing this extensively and showing you the results with this. But the point is, with paid advertising in Facebook ads, you get a list and you get it now and they are warm. When you send a list, an email to your new list, you get it's above 40% open rate or more, because remember, you can send to the people that didn't open afterwards. So this is why Facebook ads are king, absolutely the best. Okay. That was number four. Number five, email drops. Everybody's going to tell you BookBub here, but I'm going to tell you BuckBooks is better. Number one, you can get a BuckBooks promotion. You have to go through Archangel Inc. or Archangel Inc. But if you do some kind of formatting with them, like ebook formatting, which I think is under $100, then they'll give you the BuckBooks promotion with it. And then next time, all you got to do is ask them for a BuckBooks promotion. I think that works. So, and it works very well. As you have seen, if you're on my list, you saw that I totally choked a launch through with this How to Convert PDF to Kindle book. And got 45 downloads in one day at 99 cents. Your book has to be 99 cents to do a BuckBooks launch. And this 45 downloads or sales, no, real sales, was enough to put me at number two in small business. That is a competitive category, my friends. My book was right next to Gary Vaynerchuk. It was above the Millionaire Fastlane. And this was just awesome. And then it was 1 a.m. and I had to go to bed. And I'll never know if it even reached that number one spot for 1 minute. And I was just kicking myself in the butt for it. But so if you do a book launch, make sure that you can stay up for 24 hours because you need to get that screenshot of number one, especially when your book is above the E-Myth, above Gary Vaynerchuk and John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire. You better stay up for 24 hours if you do a book launch. And it was so easy with BuckBooks. I couldn't believe that that spike of 45 downloads got me into number two in small business. Amazingly competitive category. Okay, so email drops work. So my recommendation is you do BuckBooks promotions, and please use the link in my blog for that. And you build your book up, and once you get 75 reviews, then you can try to go to BookBub. And BookBub is expensive. They don't do anything for under $200. And this is the tip from Jeff Goins. You need about 75 reviews on that book before they'll even look at you. So build your book up somehow, preferably with BuckBooks. And then when you get 75 reviews, then you can even think of doing a BookBub. And then there's an excellent article by Jeff Goins and also Steve Scott on his blog, How to Get a BookBub and What to Do. And go there, friends. Email drops or email lists, best thing out there. And you should be making your own. But until then, BuckBooks is number one in my book. Okay. All right, that was number five. Okay, number six is blog tours. This is a very promising technique. I haven't tried it yet. I'm surprised I haven't tried it yet. Basically, you go on a virtual tour with your book, and there are several websites where you have to pay. It's about $50, and you basically interview or get interviewed about your book. And the advantage of this is that You can do it in podcast form or an interview format, just text on these websites. And these websites point to your website. So you get an asset. You get an interview of you and your book, and that points to your website from a high-traffic website. So you get SEO juice going. And Mark Messick swears by this technique. And I'm going to try that for sure. Most of them cost money. But there's one or two that are free, but they're only for certain genres like romance or horror or something like that. So blog tours is definitely promising, and I'm going to be reporting on that soon. I'm going to 80-20 the rest. The rest really aren't worth mentioning. They're not worth your time. For example, Facebook forums, where you go look for forums and you just post links to your book, or you even subcontract that to somebody like Fancy Hands or something, and it's totally not worth your time. Okay, really, find out what works with you and concentrate on those 20% things that get 80% of the results. And I'll tell you right now, cheat sheets, publishing something for free in Amazon, and Facebook ads, those are the best. That is, if you don't have a list, right? Number one was word of mouth and BookBub and Buck Books and stuff like that, okay. I am going to mention one thing, though. QUUU.co is a platform that will promote your links for a whole month for $5. I've just submitted a request, and we'll see what happens there. QUUU.co. They're basically a promotion plan, content promotion. So books fall into that. But you can promote your blog post or anything, a product. And $5 for 1 month. And then, of course, they have different packages. I haven't gotten word back from them yet. It's been a couple of days, so I don't know what's going on there. Okay, but QUUU.co. Okay, and the others really aren't worth mentioning. So do cheat sheets first on Amazon. It's free and it works the best. Okay, so other points, lessons learned from 2015 to 2016. One of the main points is to be sincere. Well, what do I mean about being sincere? I was just talking about Mike Cernovich and his controversial style. I'm talking more sincere. Don't make books that you're not serious about. I just recently published on a whim a book called Star Wars Astrology, and I had to unpublish it almost immediately because, you know, I was doing my typical technique where I'll make a blog like B. Freud and put everything up there, a nice cover and like 5, 6, 7 posts, just teasers, and see if I get results. And I didn't get any results, but I was thinking, okay, because of the movie Star Wars, man, there's got to be some kind of SEO juice going on there. I wanted to, you know, I was into this entrepreneurial mood. I said, man, just get something out there really quick, you know. So I made this joke book, Star Wars Astrology, and I made it in about 1 day. I thought it was funny. I put it on Amazon, and I even put it in KDP Select so people can read it for free and get some views, and it sold. It sold, actually, a couple of books, and then when I put it in KDP Select, I got pages read, 54 pages read. I think it was only 54 pages long. And then the first review was a 1-star review, just totally bashing it. I had gotten some facts wrong about Star Wars, and they didn't like my jokes about astrology. I thought it was funny because I thought astrology was a joke, and I thought that everybody would get it as a joke. It was called the joke book. I published it in satire, right? Well, when your first review is a 1-star review and they're just totally sacking you, and he even said, give me a negative review if he could, you know, so I unpublished it. And, you know, I just made the book on a whim, it didn't cost me 1 cent, and just to see what would happen, and I saw what happened. So, yeah, kind of a waste of time. I didn't waste too much time on it, but if you're going to publish a book, really put your heart into it, make it something meaningful. Or in the case of cheat sheets and stuff where your goal is to get them to your website, you still have to back it up. You still have to be sincere, right? You still have to have a good offer. So don't publish a book unless you're sincere. I thought I was going to be funny and make some money on the side and capitalize off of the Star Wars wave. And the first reviewer just totally gave me a reality check. And it was a good reality check. I mean, that's what you want, right? You want the real reviews. No candy-coated crap, right? So that's point 7. Be sincere. So another lesson learned was, I think I mentioned it before, create space. Do not publish anything on Kindle alone. Do create space. My Navy SEALs book is way more profitable on create space than anything else. And I'm going to My goal with that book is to top over $1,000 with that in 1 or 2 weeks. That will definitely be my goal. And the Christmas time, I'm going to give you what do you call it? I'm going to make a bet right now that I'm going to make over $1,000 with that book next Christmas. Okay, for sure, for sure. So let's hold that date. And anybody remembers, please give me a reality check because I'm going to show you in my mailing list, my newsletter. You join my newsletter and you'll see that in real time. I publish all of my results in my mailing list. I don't put them on the blog because there's too many. I'm not going to put every list that I send out, every newsletter that I send out to my list on the blog, and that would be way too many. I actually do some of that on Medium and Quora. So anyway, be sincere. Don't make any half-assed books where you think you're going to make a quick buck, and use CreateSpace. Okay, one point in before leaving. Lessons learned 2016, 2015. My method with Bookraiser.com to get reviews still works. Works great. You go to Bookraiser, you pay them for the service, and you show them where your book is in Amazon, and they'll get you leads. And then you email these leads, and they'll get you reviews. They'll give you reviews, honest reviews. This method works so good, it's still the only method I'm going to use. And I will do this about one week before launch. Try to get your book out, advanced reviewer copy, ARC copy, and or get it up there on Amazon even, and get your reviewers this way, so that when you launch your book, you already have reviews on it. So you have to do this 1 week before you do the big launch. Okay, so Bookraiser.com. Others that work are the Author Marketing Club from Jim Kucrall. I really don't know how you say his last name. But that's a monthly deal. I've heard only good things about it. It's the same exact thing. They get reviewers for you, and then you have to email them and send them a free version of your book. Works like a charm. It's worth the money. It's worth your time. Your time is worth it. So Bookraiser.com. That works very well. That's it for me today, my friends. Those are my lessons learned 2015 and a little bit of 2016. Stay with me, subscribe to my list, and you're going to see all of these things in real time. BeFreud is launching this June. So right now, this week, I'm going to pump up those Facebook ads to get my list even bigger for launch. I want 1,000 people for launch. So back of the napkin calculation. That would cost around $200 to $300 in Facebook ads on a bad day. Yeah, on a good day, even less. So if I get it right, I'll get 1,000 people for less than $300, and they are going to buy the book for 99 cents on launch day. The free period is over. So that's my battle plan right now for BeFreud. I have to do a blog tour. I have to finish the book now. I've got less than 3 months to finish it. And subscribe to the list, and you will learn all of this stuff in real time as it happens. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.
Did that answer your question? Let me know what you were struggling with. Go to zbooks.co, and at the bottom of this podcast, there is a link. Click on it.